It's the same story every weekend. A&E departments stretched beyond breaking point. Staff abused verbally and physically. Now one of the country's leading doctors is calling on police to take a zero-tolerance approach on drunks to stop valuable resources being diverted from more deserving patients.
There's been a substantial increase in the number of patients and people attending A&E departments, emergency departments, who are severely drunk. And indeed, many of them are simply the colleagues and the friends and the hangers-on of the actual patients. And yet they all hang around in the cubicles and in our waiting rooms, distracting our staff.
The drinks industry know the importance of responsible drinking. Bar staff are better trained than ever before.
What we're looking for is how they talk, how they interact with other customers, how they're able to stand and be by themselves.
But the cumulative effect of a long night out too often ends in the waiting rooms of our hospitals. Alcohol-fuelled harm costs the economy around £21 billion a year. The government say they're determined to do more.
Arrests for drunken behaviour are generally down at the same time that more and more NHS staff are complaining about receiving abuse. But the Police Federation say that putting more people before the courts is not necessarily the answer because it would further stretch already limited police resources.
Official figures show the number of arrests are significantly down, but not all medics agree that criminalising people is the answer.
Are we going to say that you get penalised or prosecuted if you go in drunk? Are we then going to say that you get penalised or prosecuted if you end up with alcohol-related liver disease? And if somebody trips up on the street, how do we know if it's actually as a result of alcohol?
NHS workers say education campaigns have failed to stem the tide of drunk patients, and their irresponsible actions are taking away resources from those who genuinely need them. Sean Dilley, Sky News.